3. Letting go. Today is a good day to die. Crazy Horse, before the Battle of the Little Bighorn. I'd been out of the service for more than 5 years, most of that time spent building Wind Zero, my multi-million-dollar business venture. I'd poured in just about all my net worth, money I'd been saving for years, as well as money from a lot of investors, including family members, friends from the military, and more. All this had blown up in my face. And then, my wife told me she was leaving, and taking the kids. There are fears like the fear of falling, of flying, of injury and death. For me, none of those is very strong. You can talk about bombs and bullets all day long, drowning or being waterboarded, shot in the Afghan high mountain desert, thrown to rot in an Iraqi prison. True, none of that sounds very appealing, but this was worse. The situation I was in now played on my deepest, darkest fear. Fear of total personal failure. I'd lost my business, our life savings, and now my family. 3 strikes and you're out. Keeping this family together was the reason I'd left the military in the first place. There was nothing in the world more important to me than our kids. We were never going to be that family, the one that split up and fractured our kids' lives. Yet here it was, staring me in the face. What? Not that it was entirely out of the blue. The marriage had seen its troubles, especially with me being away so much during the sniper school years. But we'd stuck together through the tough times, and I'd thought we were in a pretty good place, that maybe we'd weathered the fire. We'd just signed a lease on a new place. The school year was about to start. I was going to coach Little League. I thought of Gene Hackman's last line in that Clint Eastwood masterpiece, Unforgiven. Hackman plays Little Bill Daggett, the corrupt sheriff Eastwood guns down. As he lies dying in disbelief at his own mortality, he says, "I don't deserve this, to die like this. I was building a house." That was me, in disbelief at my own fallibility. I was building a family. Sitting broke and alone in a brand new and very empty apartment, I had sober thoughts about a quick hop off the Coronado Bridge. Discarded that idea pretty quick, though. Couldn't do that to my kids. Besides, my life was just getting going. I wanted to be around to see how the whole story ends. Next thought, my fallback position, re-enlist. Would the service take me back? Of course. But I've never been much for the easy path or for going backward. Discarded that one just as fast. So then, what? I could keep sitting there in my house and hold on to the shame, wallow in the failure. Get drunk, maybe? Call a friend and have a feel sorry for myself marathon? Or I could let go of all that and face the reality of the situation. I let go, picked up the phone, and started dealing with the mess. Pulling out of the wreckage that was my life, I negotiated out of our lease and got myself into a small apartment I could afford. I made some calls, asked around, and managed to find a high-paying job in the defense industry, which I clung to like driftwood. Started paying back some family and friends who'd invested in my failed business and getting my feet back on the ground. In the course of digging out, I began looking at all the positives I had going for me. 3 great kids, all healthy. An ex-wife who was willing to work with me and take the high road, and a great job. The defense company I now worked for put me in charge of running a division, managing a classified program with SOCOM, aka Special Operations Command, helping make sure that the engineers who were building radios and algorithms and other comms equipment for our spec ops forces weren't spending millions of dollars building things the teams would use as paperweights. Lisa, the VP I reported to, was a fantastic leader, an excellent mentor, someone I looked up to and admired. I was dealing in elevated circles and making connections that could easily facilitate an upward career path. It was work that made a difference, and I was earning nearly $200,000 a year. In so many ways, it was perfect. So why, a few months in, was I thinking of leaving the job and starting another business? Are you out of your freaking mind? My friend said. You've got a fantastic job with lucrative pay and benefits and excellent upwardly mobile prospects. There are tons of people who would kill to have what you have, and you're going to unhook yourself from that phenomenal professional and financial life support system to strike out on your own again and launch yet another startup when the smoke has barely cleared from your last disaster? I had to admit they had a point. A number of points, in fact, and they were all good ones. But none of them was the key point. The job was great, but it was a coconut.